The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus and his disciples arrived at Bethsaida, people brought to him a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. Putting spittle on his eyes, he laid his hands on the man and asked, "Do you see anything?" Looking up, the man replied, "I see people looking like trees and walking." Then he laid hands on the man's eyes a second time, and he saw clearly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything distinctly. Then he sent him home and said, "Do not even go into the village." The Gospel of the Lord. So St. James this morning gives us some pretty good insight and instructions on our life as a disciple, our life as a Christian, reminding us that we have an active role to play in our life of faith, that it's not just this automatic thing, but these action verbs, like to be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, to put away all filth and evil excess, but to humbly welcome the word that has implanted in you and is able to save your soul. So maybe today we pray for a greater faith in that word that has implanted within us, firstly at our baptism, then every moment of grace, every sacrament, every act of charity that we've done since that moment, this word, this seed begins to flourish. And maybe we can be reminded of that parable of the sower and the seed, the different kinds of soil. And Jesus says that the seed is the word. So we pray this morning for rich and fertile soil so that the word that was planted within us definitely bears fruit, that as we respond to that word, as we respond to the invitation, that we truly become holy and righteous, and that our religion is not in vain. Amen.